Well, many of us these days use encrypted communication platforms like WhatsApp or Signal. We use them because they offer a sense of security, but the federal government and intelligence agencies argue that those same apps pose a significant threat to Australia's national security, and it wants the power to get access to them. It's a controversial idea and one that's been the focus of a parliamentary inquiry today. Rhett Burney reports.
Missing Belgian backpacker Theo Hayes was last seen on May 31 last year. His father flew to Australia to help search for him. He found that his son had used WhatsApp on the night that he went missing, but the tech giant wouldn't immediately hand over his login details. This is Laurent Hayes speaking last year.
We tried to enter his WhatsApp account, but we do not have any passwords. That's why I ask WhatsApp to help us, because we need those information as soon as possible.
WhatsApp's entire platform is built on its assurance to users that their conversations are protected. But the Australian government considers that protection a major threat to national security, especially when it comes to terrorism and organised crime. And since 2018, it's been pursuing changes to the Telecommunications Act to give agencies like ASIO the power to force companies like WhatsApp to give them unrestricted access.
Our principal concern was that there was no judicial oversight, first and foremost, that there was not enough control on what could be the subject of orders and requests, that the legislation could be used to investigate relatively minor offences rather than serious crime.
That's John Stanton. He's the CEO of the Communications Alliance. Today he appeared before a parliamentary inquiry tasked with reviewing the government's proposed changes to the Act. John Stanton says the Alliance's concerns have been quelled to a degree following a report by the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor, which made several recommendations, including that the judiciary be given the power to order telcos and tech companies to provide access, not the Attorney General, as was previously floated.
Nobody will be 100% satisfied. Individuals should have increased confidence that there will be stronger controls on the way agencies can and can't operate.
Pauline Wright is the president of the Law Council of Australia. She appeared on its behalf at today's inquiry. She says the society welcomes the independent monitor's recommendation for access orders to be signed off by the judiciary, and says that if that's adopted, it should be done through the federal court.
The Law Council recommends that further consideration be given to conferring a judicial authorisation function on a court, possibly a division of the Federal Court of Australia, rather than an administrative tribunal that's part of the executive government.
The long-running push by Australia to gain access to encrypted communication platforms has gained worldwide attention, and it's caused anxiety among local tech companies over what technology they develop and how marketable that will be to an export market. John Stanton says if the Independent Monitor's recommendations are included, then that could provide much-needed clarity for the sector.
I think industry would be more confident about the fact that their chance of selling IT equipment and services offshore won't be undermined by the legislation.
The Australian Communications Alliance CEO John Stanton, Rhett Burney, our reporter.